Hello there. We're going to talk about Tad Dameron. You know why they called him Tad Dameron? Because of the name his mother gave him. Are you ready for this? Tadley Ewing Peak Dameron. Yeah, with a name like that, you change your name to Tad Dameron. And that's what he did. Born in 1917 in Cleveland, Ohio. That's right. And, he had a good time there. Grew up, as a musician, I guess, playing, little local gigs and stuff like that, playing a little R&B, playing a little blues, playing a little jazz, doing whatever. He's a piano player, got there just, the beginning of the bebop era, 40s and whatnot, wrote some great tunes, Lady Bird, Hot House, and so many other great tunes he wrote. Wrote one of Sarah Vaughan's biggest hits. Wrote for just about everybody. Benny Goodman, even. Milt Jackson. He is probably the most noted and influential composer, arranger of the bebop era. And no one disputes that. No one disputes that. We talk about Monk, we talk about Dizzy, we talk about those guys, but they talk about Tad Dameron. So early in Tad's career, he was doing jazz most nights, but he was doing a little rhythm and blues on the side with a good friend of his from his childhood in Cleveland, a guy named Bull Moose Jackson, who was a sax player who started out playing jazz. But someone asked for a song one night, and the singer wasn't there, so Bull Moose decided to sing it. And next thing you know, like Nat King Cole, he's got a career as a singer, like Nat King Cole. Except he couldn't sing like Nat King Cole. So he had that gravelly voice, and he wasn't good looking like Nat King Cole, which is why they called him Bull Moose. You can figure the rest of that out. He sang the dirty blues. I mean the dirty, nasty blues. And Tad Dameron was the piano player and the arranger, and believe it or not, in that same band at the same time, was the great Benny Golson, who will go on to be one of the most outstanding composers, arrangers, and saxophonists of the bebop and hard bop era, having grown up in the same neighborhood in Philly as John Coltrane. At any rate, Tad Dameron produced all kinds of music, and especially for the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band. We hear a lot about Dizzy Gillespie and his big band. Well, part of the secret behind that big band success was Tad Dameron's writing. That's what we don't talk about enough. That's right, Tad Dameron wrote all that stuff, man. And at one big concert in 1948 at Carnegie Hall, Dizzy premiered one of the big extended works that Tad had done. It was called Soul Funny, kind of like symphony, but a soul funny, baby. It's about us. Yeah, that was in 1948 at Carnegie Hall, rave reviews. 1 year later, he's playing piano in Paris with Miles Davis. So this guy is all over the place. He's a great pianist, he's a great arranger, he's a great composer. He can do jazz, he can do R&B, he can do it all. People who come across him are just by everybody from Brownie to Sonny Rollins to John Coltrane to Milt Jackson. I mean, everybody who was anybody in this bebop, hard bop era, they came through Tad Dameron one way or another. He created two great albums around 1956, 57, about the same time as all the great jazz albums are coming out, including Kind of Blue. He had his album Fountain Blue in, I think, 1956. And in 1957, he did Mating Call. Man, that was a pretty cool album, Mating Call. And on that particular album, he featured the saxophone of none other than Mr. John Coltrane. Now, somehow, at the end of this career, he's getting into the 50s and whatnot like that, he developed this habit for narcotics. and he wasn't very good at it, evidently, because he got busted twice, arrested twice in 57 and 58, I believe, could have been 56, but in those years. And he ended up in Kentucky in a federal prison. Now, for a young impressionable musician, look at Kentucky now. Just ask yourself, who are the senators from Kentucky right now? All right, imagine what Kentucky was like back in the 50s. That's where this guy got sent to jail. He never recovered from that jail sentence in Leavenworth, Kentucky. He, not Leavenworth, I get the city, in Kentucky where he was in federal prison. He never recovered. He was sick. He was weakened. After he came out, he's still in his 40s, but he was only able to produce one album that anybody remembers after having such a prolific career in the early 40s and throughout the 40s and 50s. He was constantly sick, having heart attack after heart attack after heart attack, and eventually cancer showed up in his body, and in 1965, at the age of 48, he died of cancer. Kind of a tragic end. But man, did he leave us the blueprint for writing modern jazz. And he was there with everybody from Miles to Dizzy to Sonny to John Coltrane to Milt Jackson, all the cast, Sarah Vaughan, even Bull Moose Jackson, Todd Dameron, Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for passing through and giving us direction as to what this music could, should, and would sound like for some time to come. Tad Dameron, better known as Tad Dameron, originally known as Tadley Ewing, Peak Dameron. Thank you very much.